Today is Tuesday, June 9th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm super tired. We just got finished doing P90X, The Warrior. The Warrior takes zero equipment. Just gravity and your body. And it is, I think it may be the hardest. Oh, my heart. I needed like a 20-minute cool down before I recorded because I'm still out of breath. And then, I don't know, it's so difficult. I'm sure I've talked about this a million times. But anything where you have to sprawl. Well, sprawling is like, I don't even know how to describe it, like a burpee, but you basically drop down to the ground on your hands and feet, like in a plank position. So you shoot your legs out behind you and then you quickly drop into a plank and then you get back up really quick. They are so hard. I mean, I guess those are like good things for when you get older, and I am getting older, so you can get down. And I guess, exercising is really just preparation for when you get older, because it's like, get down, get back up, get down, get back up, stretch. So, because as you get older, you have a hard time getting down and getting back up, even like sitting or something like that. And the same thing with squats. Like, squats help you take stairs and also give you a better butt. But. Anyway, we did that and it is, I'm still out of breath. It's horrible. So last night after I recorded, Pokemon just gave me an alert. So we worked out. I recorded while Mark did something, walk Sydney or something. And then I showered and then we went to the house. So we loaded up his car again. And I know, Kathy Bacon, others are making fun right now, but again, I loaded some studio stuff. We did, a TV monitor, a TV from the studio, my monitor, a couple of shelves, just some stuff that we didn't really want the movers to move. And I was telling Kathy Bacon, because Kathy Bacon said something on Twitter. Let's see if I can find it. She said, I can't find it. A self move, but pay a mover so you can move everything. You're killing me. So, yes, Kathy. And I replied to her tweet, but basically, like I said before, we're moving everything, just the things that we don't want them to move. Like, I don't really want them to move the studio. A lot of my furniture is like MDF particle board, and they even tell you when they're moving it. They're like, we won't warranty this because it's cheap shit. But I can't, some of these things aren't sold anymore and I want to keep them, so I want to move them. Also the computer equipment, the mixer, stuff like that. Because I don't want to, start recording the day after the move and I have like a loose slider or something on the mixer. I just, I don't want to do that. And it's stuff that's hard to box up. Like, you can't really box up. It's odds and ends stuff that we don't really want to box up. It keeps us from having to do as many boxes and whatever. Also, the movers do not have a flat rate. They have an hourly rate. And the less time it takes them to move us, the less we have to pay. So anything we move in advance or get more organized for them, that shortens the amount of time that they're going to be moving us, and we'll pay less. So ultimately, it'll work out in the end. And she also asked if she wants a rice cooker. And what I said on Twitter was, yes, I know you can make rice and Toppy Smelly even said he has a rice cooker that he's never used because he thinks any pot with a lid works fine for rice. And that's true. Obviously, people have been making rice for a long time without rice cookers. The cool thing about a rice cooker, though, is you literally set it and forget it. Like the Ronco guy, Ron Popeil or whatever his name was. You set it and forget it. So you pour the cup of rice in, you pour the cup of water in, same amount of rice as water, you close the lid. You can, now there's one extra step you can do. If you're an expert rice cooker, you'll know that you're supposed to wash some of the extra starch off of your rice before you cook it. So you put a little bit of water in there, you slosh the rice around until the water gets kind of milky, and then you pour that water out. And technically, you do that over and over again until the water is completely clear and there's no milky anymore. But I just do it once. I don't do it multiple times. You do that, you pour out the milky water to get rid of some of the starch, and then you put more water in, you put it in the rice cooker. That step is optional. You'll just have a starchier rice if you don't do that. And you hit the button for white rice or brown rice or whatever kind of rice you're doing, and it magically does it for you. Now, I know with the pot, I've tried cooking rice in a pot before, and I've had mixed results. Sometimes the rice is a little too al dente for me, even though the water is completely gone. It's just like crunchy, and I don't want it to be crunchy. Sometimes it's too soggy, and so I've never gotten that balance right. But in a rice cooker, as long as you follow the ratio that they say, you don't even have to time it. I mean, it's all built in. So I think if you eat a lot of rice, it's really good. Mark eats a lot of rice and I cook a lot of rice for him. So I think it's super simple. Again, you just pour the rice in, water, boom, you're done. And I believe most people of Asian perspective, Asian persuasion, Asian ethnicity have rice cookers. It's just a thing. And it's so simple. Now, I think you can also do it, like we have an Instant Pot, and I think you can technically do rice in the Instant Pot in a similar way. You put a smaller pan inside there, and you fill it up, and yada yada. But anyway, ooh, what was that? That was Popeyes that we had for lunch. Anyway, so Kathy, if you make a lot of rice, I think it's worth it, and they're not that expensive. Although, if you're Alton Brown, you don't like unitaskers. Now, granted, you can do other things in rice cookers. Technically, I think you can make a cheesecake in a rice cooker, but I mean, nobody's going to do that, right? I mean, who's going to do that? Nobody. So it's up to you. If you don't like unitaskers, then maybe not. If you want a really easy way to make rice, then I think you definitely do it. Why not? They're cheap. If you have room in your pantry for an extra piece of equipment, then, you know, why not do that? So anyway, all that being said, we went to the house last night and we took the shelves, yada, yada, yada. I'm constantly checking the temperature in the room that's going to be my studio. My name is Ray. Sorry. I'm constantly checking the temperature in what's going to be the studio because I've always had problems with my studios being extremely hot because of all the computer equipment, the mixers, the lights, technically I'm not doing anything video, so I mean, I don't have any like exorbitant lighting or anything like that, but still, just all the equipment that's generating heat inside my studios, I've always had hot studios. And this is an upstairs room, so I was a little worried if they didn't insulate it really well, that I would also have a hot room, but it's really the best room for the studio. So I went up, checked the temperature. The temperature was what I set it, but we've been having some weird results with this thermostat. Like sometimes the thermostat will clearly read that it's hotter than it actually is in the room. We'll go up the stairs, the room will feel like it's a good temperature and it'll say 80. And we're like, that is not possible. So I have a feeling there's something a little bit wrong. There's something wrong with the thermostat and it's not reading the temperature correctly. That's not a huge deal if it's just a thermostat because I'm going to be replacing that with a Nest anyway, with the Nest thermostat. So, I mean, I won't be using the thermostat that they have installed. So that's, now if there's a problem with the AC, that'll be another ordeal altogether. So we basically did that. We had a box from Dean Barney, which thank you, by the way, Dean. Dean bought us some lovely soaps from a London store, and it was a really, I don't remember the name of the store now, but it was, I posted a picture of it on Twitter, and I could look here. Let's see if I can find it. Liberty London, and had a lovely fuchsia bag. It's interesting, though, because they sent the bag, but they didn't put the soap in the bag. It's like a gift bag, but the soap is not in it. So I took a picture of the soap so Dean would see it, and I put it up against our lovely backsplash in the kitchen because it's a nice hexagonal, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, hexagonal pattern in our backsplash in the kitchen. So I took a picture of that so that I could put it on Twitter and thank Dean. So thank you, Dean. We haven't tried them yet because, again, we're not living there, but the soaps are at the new house. We haven't taken a shower or a bath at the new house. So once we do, I'll give a report and let you know if I like the smell, the consistency, how they lube me up, or how lathery they are. I don't guess soap really lubes you up. How lathery they are. Anyway, we did that, and that was about it. Other than that, we got food at Panda Express again. But this time we went to one closer to the new house because Panda is closing early, and it was around 7:40 when we were done at the house. Because after we had worked out and I had recorded and all that kind of mess, and we had taken everything to the house, it was already like 7:40. And they closed at 8. So I tried to order on their app, but we couldn't do that. It was too late. They wouldn't let us order on the app. So we drove over there really quick. I think we got there 5 minutes to 8. But they were able to accommodate us, so that's good. We got some food, came back home, and we watched all but the last episode of, and I don't remember the exact name, but it's something like Magnolias or The Magnolias or The Little Magnolias on Netflix. Anyway, it's kind of a no-brainer kind of, I don't know, I never watched Gilmore Girls, but it has kind of a, what I would imagine to be a Gilmore Girls vibe. We're really enjoying it. It's got the lady who was on Drop Dead Diva, if you saw that. And it's also got this redheaded actress who, there was a show, and I'm not even remembering the name, but the son of John Ritter was on this show where he, an angel was talking to him and he was having to help people out every episode or something. I can't remember. I liked it because he's cute and it was a feel-good show, but it got canceled after one season. Anyway, this redheaded actress is on this show as well. And it's good. I mean, it's light, fluffy, cotton candy kind of show that you can put on and do other things and, you know, whatever. It's fun. So we watched that, and Mark did a lot of packing, and I'm taking off Thursday, so I'm going to do a lot of packing on Thursday, but all right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.